Is your name Hannibal Lecter? Do you recall the events that led to your family's murder?
How does a man become a monster? Readers first encountered the physician-turned-murderer who dines on the flesh of his victims in the novels of Thomas Harris. Hannibal Rising goes back to the character's origins, a young boy growing up in World War II Germany, his parents tortured and killed, leaving only him to protect his little sister. When the Nazis are defeated, the young Lecter children fall into the hands of ruthless Soviet renegades. The Hannibal who finally escapes is scarred for life. French actor Gaspard Ulliel plays Hannibal in his late teens and early 20s, a medical student fascinated by cadavers and anatomy, but whose unimaginably harsh experiences prevent him from forming relationships with the living.
He has this kind of protection that he builds, and so you can barely see any emotions in his eyes sometimes, but he can still feel them, I think, deep inside him.
That ability to suppress emotion becomes apparent when a lout of a butcher is murdered in the French town where Hannibal now lives. The police inspector suspects the young medical student, who turns the interrogation back on the interrogator.
Now tell me, Inspector, did you choose war crimes? Because you lost family in the war.
Yes.
Ah.
Some in combat, some were shipped east.
Did you catch who did it?
No.
But they were Vichy, men like the butcher.
Yes.
Then we are both suspects. I can say you were fishing with me if you like.
There's also the shadow of what young Hannibal would become, the frighteningly tightly wound character as played by Anthony Hopkins in 1991's The Silence of the Lambs and two subsequent films, Hannibal in 2001 and Red Dragon the following year. Ulliel says his portrait of Lecter could not ignore Hopkins' Oscar-winning portrayal.
Well, it was important because I knew that the audience would expect a few things and look up for similarities between my character and Anthony Hopkins. But then, you know, it's a bit tricky because for me, my work on this film was not to try to imitate or copy Anthony Hopkins. So I think the idea was more to try to pick a few details in his performance and then mix it to my own recipe to create my own Hannibal Lecter.
In fact, says director Peter Weber, it would have been foolish not to acknowledge the Hopkins version.
I don't think that there will ever be a moment where Hannibal Lecter is quite as intriguing or as chilling as in the first 3 minutes that we meet him in Silence of the Lambs, because that's an iconic moment of cinema. You can't hope to reach that pitch, but you can have a damn good try and you can get an awful lot of entertainment out trying to get there.
It's vanilla. Reacts to nothing. Monstrous.
We spent a lot of time looking at Silence of the Lambs and trying to deconstruct that performance and work out what it was that Hopkins had done as an actor, really, because he's obviously not being himself, it's a performance. And then we took one or two elements from that and Gaspar was able to work them into his performance, and I think that's enough then to allow an audience to believe that some 20 to 30 years later this young man might develop and grow into the Hopkins character.
The Hannibal Rising story also includes Lecter's aunt by marriage, the Japanese-born Lady Murasaki, played by Gong Li. The Chinese screen star says her character realizes right from the beginning that there's something wrong with her nephew. She tries to help by teaching him the Japanese warrior's spirit of Bushido, but, as Gong Li puts it, his thirst for revenge for what happened to his family drives him beyond anything Lady Murasaki or anyone can do to stop his terrible rampage. Director Peter Weber believes that theme makes Hannibal's path particularly relevant in today's world.
I don't want to get involved in any political discussion, but there is frankly an emotional and visceral response to seeing that cycle of violence and revenge and violence that we see in Iraq, that we see elsewhere in the world, and I think that on one level this movie reflects that. But the equally important thing is that what happens to Hannibal? By taking revenge, he destroys himself. He destroys himself as a human being. He scours out any sense of empathy, any sense of humanity, and he becomes a monster filled with rage and bloodlust. And I think that is important to remember as well, that the taking of revenge is a perfectly human a natural desire to want to take revenge, but you have to be very careful, because taking revenge can kill you. Using the tools of your enemy can turn you into your enemy, which is what happens to Hannibal.
Where did you go?
I found them. The men who killed my family.
The cast of Hannibal Rising also features Rhys Ifans as the brutal ringleader of young Lecter's captors, and Dominic West plays the French police inspector who comes close to capturing the budding young mass murderer. An international production by Italian filmmaker Dino De Laurentiis, Hannibal Rising was shot on location in Lithuania, France, and the Czech Republic. Alan Silverman for the Voice of America in Hollywood.